Welcome to Classical Kids Corner from American Public Media, where classical music meets your imagination. I'm Melissa Dundas. What do you think of when you hear the word spooky? A ghost? A jar full of spiders? Or maybe the mystery and wonder that comes along with a full moon, like black cats and werewolves and stuff? Does this sound like a witch was casting her spells on an innocent young child? That was The Danse Macabre by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns. He wrote it to describe spirits awakening at a graveyard and dancing in the moonlight. What else comes to mind when you think of something spooky or scary? Dark haunted house surrounded by witches, a mad scientist, or Frankenstein. Sometimes spooky music or sounds give you chills up your spine. Maybe this piece reminds you of someone casting an evil spell. A piece called O Fortuna. The Latin words warn that bad fortune might cross your path and to be afraid. That was from an oratorio written by Karl Orff called Carmina Burana on Classical Kids Corner, a time for kids and their grown-ups to fire up their imaginations with classical music. You can hear a playlist from this episode and previous episodes at yourclassical.org/kidscorner or wherever you download podcasts. Have you ever heard of strange things happening around a full moon? Like black cats and werewolves coming out at midnight? Or zombies waking up from hundreds or thousands of years of sleeping. So, what happens when a full moon lands on Halloween night? Can you imagine anything mysterious or spooky happening? Music from an opera by Benjamin Britten. There's been a mysterious death and a big storm is coming. Thanks for listening to some mysterious and spooky music with me today. This is Classical Kids Corner from American Public Media, where every note sparks a new idea. I'm Melissa Dundas. Share what you're curious about and listen to a playlist from this episode at yourclassical.org/kidscorner or wherever you search for podcasts.